From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Melissa Block. It's pivot time for the presidential campaign of Mitt Romney. Now that he's all but certain to be the Republican challenging President Obama in November, Romney has begun to expand his operations. In the past week, he's named a top aide to head his vice presidential selection team. His paid staff is also expected to soon quadruple in size. With the president's campaign already well-staffed and spread across the map, NPR's David Wellner reports that Mitt Romney is now playing catch-up.
There are Republican primary contests in five important states next Tuesday, but with Rick Santorum's departure from the race, they've gotten little attention. Missouri Senator Roy Blunt is Mitt Romney's point man on Capitol Hill.
It's obviously time to move on to a campaign that's not focused on next week's primaries or caucuses as much as it's focused on what needs to happen between now and November.
And leading Republicans do seem to be closing ranks around Romney. He won long-sought endorsements yesterday from the top two elected Republicans, Speaker of the House John Boehner and Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell. Today, Indiana Governor Mitch Daniels added his endorsement. Republican strategist Ed Rogers says it's time for Romney to strengthen his campaign's ground game in the states whose results in November are most uncertain.
You'll probably start off with a universe of maybe a dozen or so states that are relevant, and that will probably narrow itself down to about half that number for the fall campaign that will make the difference in who wins or loses.
The Romney campaign declined to comment on its reported expansion plans. Campaign finance records show that through February, that campaign had paid 108 people a total of $4 million. The Obama reelection effort, in contrast, reported paying nearly 600 people in 47 states some $15 million. Spokeswoman Stephanie Cutter says the Obama campaign is growing the largest grassroots campaign in American history.
Paid advertising doesn't deliver mobilization, doesn't deliver organization. It really just knocks down the other guy. But an organization on the ground really does deliver what we need on Election Day.
In late February, the Obama campaign opened a field office in Cincinnati with Mayor Mark Mallory on hand to fire up a big crowd there. On that same wintry evening across town, GOP activist Ashwin Karadiel told a roomful of Republicans about the Team 2012 effort that he and his fellow Hamilton County Republicans were organizing. He said it would help the eventual Republican nominee hit the ground there running.
And be like, hey, I'm candidate so-and-so, and I really want you guys to help me. And we'd be like, here, boom, here's a list of 500, 600, how many ever people who we've trained, who we've identified by precinct that are ready to help you.
Contacted today, Hamilton County GOP Chairman Alex Triantafilo was upbeat about how his Team 2012 effort is going.
It's coming along very well. We've got several hundred people signed up to the program. We're going to do some training here in a couple of weeks, so it's going well.
The Romney campaign has yet to open an office in Hamilton County, while the Obama campaign opened its second office there 2 weeks ago. In 2008, Mr. Obama became the first Democrat to carry the county since 1964. County Democratic Chairman Tim Burke says trained volunteers are now poised to hit the streets.
They will start literally their door-to-door operation this weekend, and we'll have the Obama campaign will have hundreds of people in the field in Hamilton County and, frankly, throughout the state of Ohio this Saturday and Sunday, going door to door.
But that does not necessarily mean Romney's missed the boat in key battleground states, according to Republican consultant Mike Murphy.
I think there's a slight advantage in the field organization for the head start Obama has, but Romney's going to have the time and money to catch up in the Ohios and Virginias and Floridas. And in some of those states, not all of them, but in some of them, there's already a pretty good existing Republican infrastructure, particularly in Florida. There's some repair work to be done in Ohio. It's pretty good in Virginia.
All places where the Romney campaign will likely keep getting bigger and more expensive. David Wellner, NPR News.